November 1 Hotel, Oscar, Quebec. This is November Alpha 1 Sierra Sierra, over. November 1 Hotel, Oscar, Quebec. This is November Alpha 1 Sierra Sierra, over. November 1 Hotel, Oscar, Quebec. This is November Alpha 1 Sierra Sierra, over. Got you loud and clear. Help me. Over. I am ready and good to have you with us. Falmouth Public Schools here on the ISS. Over. Hi, Andrew. Well, you know, we've got a big team up here. Now we're a team of six. We were just three before. So I don't know how to answer your question better than it's just not a soccer team. And we're together, and then the space station is really together very, very good. I think the commander just means you're sort of the guy who is the cheerleader and making sure everybody is happily working together and nobody's working too hard and everybody's making sure that everybody has a lot of fun. Over. Hey, Jonah, we've done a lot of experiments. Actually, you guys might know we have now fish. We had spiders. We want to see how they adapt and how they develop and see what happens to their bones, because you know that we have some bone density issues after being in space for a long time, so we're using them as a model. We also do experiments on ourselves. We have a robot up here which does experiments. We also do engineering experiments, meaning like working with a robotic arm. We're doing experiments with fire and also fluid flow for making future spacecraft. Over. Hi, Lola. As a matter of fact, we have. On this flight, I've gone outside twice to fix an electrical box that wasn't working. And then next week, next Thursday, right after Halloween, we go outside again, and we're going to work on a radiator to cool parts of the space station. Over. So one of the things we really like to do in our free time is look out the window, because it's beautiful to look back at the planet and look out into space. But we also have computers, of course, up here. We have a little bit of internet. It's a little slow. We can talk to our families and our friends, and sometimes we have some television. It's really pre-recorded, or sometimes we have live television for maybe sports, for example, watching the Patriots on the weekends. Over. So what's interesting is you don't have to learn. You just, once you get to space, you just float. I mean, that's how it is. There's no getting around it. You don't walk anywhere. You don't sit down anywhere. You just float around. So what you have to learn how to do is not get a little out of control. So you need to learn how to float calmly and to start using your arms to hold on. Over. Hey, Ella, sometimes it's a little bit scary because rockets make a lot of noise and they vibrate a lot, but they're just like a roller coaster. And actually, it only takes 8.5 minutes to get up to space, and so it's over pretty quick, and then you start floating, and that's cool. Over. Hey, Hunter, no, I haven't seen anything explode in outer space, but I have seen some pretty amazing things from outer space, like the Northern Lights, the Aurora Borealis, as it's this green mass that's hitting the Earth. That's really cool. We've also seen shooting stars and little meteorites, you know, coming back and lighting up the sky. So lots of activity out here. Over. Hey, Roman. So one of the things we do is we take language, and so we've actually taken a lot of Russian language, and our Russian colleagues have taken a lot of English. I'm flying with a Japanese astronaut, and he speaks perfectly good English and Russian. Same way with the folks from Europe. Everybody speaks different language as their native language, but mostly we speak a lot of English up here and Russian. Over. Hey, Brian, great question. We're pretty much done with it as a laboratory, but now we're getting ready to do some other things. We might add one more Russian module, and then in the next 10 years, if people have some experimental type of modules or capsules that they might want to try out here and then launch farther, maybe to Mars, they could use this as a test bed. So we're expecting to see other things come up to the space station in the next 10 years. Over. Hey, Samuel, it depends on where you come from, I think. It's sometimes cold after you go jogging. We have a treadmill up here, and you're a little bit sweaty. Then you start to get a little bit cold. Sometimes it's hot and stuffy in some of the modules. We have to turn the air conditioning off, for example, to work on some type of equipment. But usually it's just right. It's about like 70 degrees or 75 degrees, so it's good for sleeping. Over. Oh, good question. I think you're talking about trash outside. You know, there's a lot of satellites up in space, and they help us use cell phones and other things like that, and use TV and all sorts of things. So sometimes those satellites get old, and then they start to fall apart, and they have to launch new satellites. But so when these old satellites fall apart, of course, Earth's gravity is going to pull them back toward Earth. Space is big, thankfully, so we don't have to really worry about them that often. But every now and then, we have to move the space station to avoid some of this type of stuff. Over. Oh, good question. So ham radio, which we're talking on right now, is our very backup, but we have some other communications that are called S-band and KU, and they we talk through a satellite back down to Mission Control in Houston, and not only there, but also